Mr. President, I rise today to recognize a dedicated and well-respected public servant from Allegheny County in the Pittsburgh area who unfortunately passed away last week, Allegheny County Councilwoman Barbara Daly Danko. And while I've not been able to be with the family the last 2 days at services and culminating with the early mass earlier today, I do want to extend my thoughts and my prayers and those of my colleagues, I hope, to Barbara and her family and her friends and the communities that we had the pleasure of serving together. Those individuals who had the opportunity to meet Barbara Daly Danko came to meet somebody who I think was recognized as a dedicated, committed, thoughtful public servant. And I believe that we've been a better community because of her and her service. I've had the great fortune of working with Barbara Daly Danko over the course of a number of years where first she served in a capacity as a state committee member as part of our district, also as a ward leader, the largest ward in the city of Pittsburgh. But I think her most profound work was her work on county council. And as I mentioned to my colleagues, she was a committed, dedicated, thoughtful public servant who will be missed. Barbara was dedicated, obviously, to the communities that she represented, but she was also dedicated to the young men and women that she came into contact with in the course of her work as a professor at the University of Pittsburgh and at the Community College of Allegheny County, where she served as she was a political science teacher. But more importantly, she was a friend to so many folks in the community. Barbara was dedicated to the issues that she held dear, and most notably, helping women and minority-owned businesses succeed was something that she worked hard on. She became involved in politics because of her dedication to wanting to help those around her. In our district, I could always count on Barbara Daly Danko to be present at one of our community events, whether it was a town hall meeting, whether it was a meeting with maybe it was the Attorney General, whoever it might be. She was there in the community meetings helping to participate, but lending her support to the efforts that were taking place, but also lending a listening ear to the people in the community, constituents, and the businesses that she served along those lines. She truly and simply wanted to make her community a better place for everyone, and every day that she was in office, she worked towards that end. And most importantly, she stood strong in the face of adversity and, quite frankly, was very willing to vote for what she believed was right, but not always what was popular. And for that, Mr. President, as I said, she earned the respect of so many of her colleagues in Allegheny County and myself and those individuals that she served with. Mr. President, as I mentioned, Barbara was a dedicated, committed, thoughtful public servant, and she was dedicated to her family as well. And to all of those individuals, I lend my sympathies, or I provide my sympathies to them for this great loss of a very committed individual, a woman who I think made a difference, and at least as it relates to the 14th Ward in the city of Pittsburgh and the district that she served on Allegheny County Council and the county as a whole, and our senatorial district and our region, Barbara Daly Danko made a difference. And in life, that's all we can ask for, knowing that in our time here, we've made a difference, and we made it a better place for many others, and she's done that. Thank you, Mr. President.